After being banned in the U.S. for 10 years, India's prime minister has made a triumphant return to the States. He spent the weekend meeting with public officials, including New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and he was welcomed with open arms at Madison Square Garden on Sunday, where he addressed thousands of supporters. WNYC's Arun Venugopal was there.
The reception for Prime Minister Narendra Modi began like many other Indian events, with a lot of dancing, and the music turned up to what felt like the maximum legal volume, with plenty of crowd motivation thrown in.
Are we all excited here?
This was a very excited crowd. Sharad Pandya and his wife flew in from Atlanta, scoring free tickets that most of their friends couldn't.
See, India has to be number one country now in the world, and he's the man who can take us there.
Supporters think Modi can clean up India, quite literally. That he'll also tackle its corruption, reduce violence against women, and revive its economy. Some spoke of India's poverty, which caused them to leave in the first place. Parvati Bisram lives in Queens. Her family's originally from India.
The village that my family came from 150 years ago is exactly the same today after 150 years ago. And I am very passionate that he will change those villages.
The event included three national anthems. India's, of course.
India, Himachala,
and for some reason, two renditions of the Star-Spangled Banner. But before Modi appeared, he had a welcoming committee of a few dozen members of Congress.
Congressman Gregory Meeks.
Congressman Joe Crowley.
Congressman Charlie Dent.
And then Modi took the stage. He spoke in Hindi for more than an hour, passionately, hardly ever consulting his notes. He talked about India's old reputation as a country of snake charmers, its dramatic shift into the tech era. And he repeatedly stirred up the crowd's sense of patriotism, its connection to Mother India.
Clench your fist and with all strength.
Bharat Mata Ki.
Long live
Bharat Mata Ki.
Bharat
Mata Ki.
Modi urged the Indian diaspora to invest in their homeland, to help reduce its poverty and be part of its transformation. His biggest line was autobiographical.
Sometimes people ask me, Modi ji, tell us a big vision. A big vision. And I told them, my friends, look, I came here selling tea.
Modi started out as a tea seller, who managed to become the leader of the world's largest democracy. The event was essentially a massive pep rally, a way to thank supporters, motivate them, but also shake Indians everywhere out of their cynicism. And non-Indians, too. California Congressman Ed Royce, head of the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, said he was impressed by Modi's promises to make India more inviting for businesses.
A key part of his speech tonight was explaining how he's going to cut through that red tape, you know, like you'd cut through a Gordian knot, is the way I'd explain it.
But Modi's past problems weren't far off. Namely, allegations that the administration of the state he ran 12 years ago allowed hundreds of Muslims to be killed by Hindus. Just outside Madison Square Garden, a group of protesters chanted. Here's a clip you can find online.
We do not all support Narendra Modi.
Swati Shah is an academic and a member of the South Asia Solidarity Initiative.
We do not all choose to forget the crimes that were committed under his watch in 2002 in Gujarat.
Modi was cleared of any wrongdoing by the Supreme Court of India, but the allegations prompted the U.S. to deny him a visa for a decade. It was only this year, with his election as prime minister, that he was able to enter America again. While some of Modi's supporters insist he had no role in the violence, others say it's just not relevant anymore. Huzaifa Mogul is Muslim and attended the event at Madison Square Garden. He was part of a group of about 20 Muslims from Modi's home state who were seated up front, right next to the stage.
I don't know if he was responsible, but that's the past, and things move on, and he's moved on, and so should we.
Today, Modi is set to meet with President Obama in Washington, D.C. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.